Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, I'm talking about making it easy to do business with you. There's so many businesses out there that make doing business so complicated. And today, we're going to simplify it because I'm going to give you some tips on how to make doing business easy for you. Because if you make doing business easy for your customers, then they'll make sure that they reward you with coming back and spending money on your business. But first, welcome to the Common Sense Show. All right, welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Michael Logan, founder of multiple companies and CEO of a startup. And I wanted to just talk to you today about making it easy to do business with you. And if you do that, people will do business with you. I have a quote here, and the quote says, "If people have tasted the convenience, ease, and time-saving efforts of a product, they won't go back." Yes, meaning if you develop a product or a service, you have a store, you have a delivery, a service business-based business where you deliver things. If you have a retail-based business where you provide products and services at that retail-based businesses, you have got to make doing business easy with you. Meaning from the time that the person thinks about engaging your service to the time where they actually become a full-paid customer of yours, whatever that means for your business, you need to make that transaction, that transition easy for yourself. And if you don't make it easy for these customers to do business with you, they'll just simply go on to the next person. It's not like the person, by not having it easy doing business with you, will give you multiple chances. We basically live in a one rep society where people are not as forgiving now as perhaps they used to be when there were more options. There's Google that exists right now, and Google allows you to be able to actually find a bunch of people who do the same thing in the area. So what they're going to do is they're going to go find someone who does something similar to you in the same area, and they're going to just skip right over to you. And they could be going to a competitor who doesn't even deliver as good as you do, but because they're available, because they make doing business easy with you, they're willing to just go there and engage with that person. So I have written down on my handy dandy notepad, because I'm kind of old school, kind of new school. I'm a blend of both. I'm middle school. That sounds weird because middle school is actually a child's group, school grouping, but ignore that. Okay. So I've written down a few things that I think make sense for making doing business easy. So the first one I want to talk about is that you want to automate the easiest task for your prospects, and don't make it hard for them to contact you. Meaning if you can automate a process by which you deliver answers, very simple answers that actually help them to address some of the concerns they have, which could be a barrier to them actually coming and working and buying your product or service, then you want to knock those easy things out the way first. So the very first thing you want to do is, if you have a website and you have Facebook, and there's like a billion people in the world with Facebook, and if you're one of those people, you could take the free Facebook Messenger widget, install it on your website like a chat, and then you can already come up with probably, I would say, the 15 most asked FAQs that your business gets on a daily basis. you can pre-populate those so that when they ask that question in the Facebook widget, that it gives them the answer that you would give them if they either called or texted your or emailed your business. So automate some of the easy, like the low-hanging fruit. Get some of the automation out the way. And now I'm not a big fan of over-automating with AI or ML because I think that the proper blend of human interaction and AI is critically important to the success of a business. However, the low-hanging fruit should be taken care of right away. We should automate tasks that communicates the most common concerns that people have because those things people are less likely to get emotional over or feel like they didn't get a great answer because or they wanted something more personal. They're less likely to be concerned with having a less personal answer for tasks that are, or questions that are very simple. So automate that. The next thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to making doing business easy is you want to simplify your transaction process. You want to do that down to the most minimal steps possible. I have engaged with people with services where in order to close out the transaction, you have to do like 15 things. Like at most, unless you're buying a house and you're in a closing, you shouldn't have to do more than like a couple things to get the to get to the end result. And with all this technology now, you should be able to have a CRM system that helps you to get to the end stage, closing out the transactions electronically, so that you don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting. So we just switched to a CRM in one of my businesses that allows a new customer to be able to sign liability waivers, sign a contract, and pay for the service all at one time. That allows us to reduce the amount of touch points needed that make that transactional piece difficult. Remember, I want you to think about something. When someone's asking you for money and you have to pull out your credit card or your debit card or whatever you're paying with, and how painful is it to just reach into your wallet and grab your credit or debit card and then hand it to somebody else? Like, there's pain associated with that. I need to lay down after I spend more than $1,000 for like 2 days afterwards. Yes, I'm cheap, but at the same time, I don't like having to go and grabbing my credit card and my debit card and then handing it over. It's a painful exercise. It's painful for me. It's painful for you whenever you have to do it, I'm sure. And it's going to be painful for anybody you do business with. So make sure that when you capture their credit card, if you have a service that is a recurring service, capture their credit card one time, or make sure that if it's not a recurring service, you capture their card early in the process because you're going to use it later. And the less time they have to think about the card or the payment, the better you're going to be. So you want to get the payment, make it simple, capture the information simple, and not make them giving you transactional money, whether that's through cash, check, or card, really, really hard. So the next way that you want to make doing business with you simple is to get out of the way of the sale, is to tell, don't ask. If you ask too many questions when you're in the sales process, so let's say that you've gotten a lead in front of you, and that lead is thinking about doing business with you, and then you're trying to get that lead from thinking about doing business with you to actually doing business with you. And what you do is you ask them a bunch of questions at the end. You're giving them more time and fodder to say no to you. So instead of assuming that they're not going to do business with you, which is why we ask questions to a person, you want to assume the opposite, that they're actually going to do business with you, and essentially tell them what they needed to. Okay, let me give you an example of this. You have three offerings in front of that person with whom you would like to do business. You have just given them a sample of a product, a sample or a trial service, or some kind of introductory low barrier offer that allows them to engage with your product in the short term for little money or no money to try to figure it out. At the end of whatever trial period that is, or even if it's just a sample, instead of asking them if they how much do you love it? Do you love it? Is it great for you? Is this something that you would think you would do? I think those are old sales techniques. And for some people, maybe that works. But in my experience, that's not been the case. So here's my advice. You just tell them. You say, so you can ask them how they think it is. And then it's like, great. Okay. So which one of these would you like? You assume the sale. You simply just take them through the sales process, give them whatever the trial or sample is. And then you just say, hey, which one of these do you want? How many do you want? How much can I get you? Which program do you want to join? What sample do you want? What size do you want? How many do you want? When can we ship them? And is Friday okay for you to receive these items? You just assume that they're going to do business with you if they like it. Because we don't like doing business with people that we don't like. We don't like engaging with companies or samples that we don't like. So therefore, you just assume that they're going to buy with you. This has worked to a close rate in my business of more than 80% because we just assume people are going to do business with us, and then they do. Don't make it hard for them. Don't give them a way to think about. It's like one of my businesses that I'm involved with is a recurring membership business. If I spent half the time talking about the cancellation policy instead of the kind of benefits they would get by being a member and how flexible we are if things come up, then that person's mindset is going to always gravitate towards how do they get out of it instead of what do they get? How do they get out of it instead of how do they get out of it? You know what I mean? Like, let me rephrase. If I say to someone, talk about the cancellation policy, they're thinking about how they can get out of it versus what they get out of it. And those are two similar but completely different things, right? You want a person thinking what the benefit is to doing business with you and sticking to that. And you do that by saying, if you like this, then how much of this do you want so that you can continue to enjoy what you like? It's a very simple process. Make it easy for yourself. Make doing business easy. I want to just touch on two last things. And these things, when it comes to doing business, making doing business easy with you, is about customer service. Today, because we live, like I mentioned earlier, in the era of Google small business and Google whatever, what's going to happen is people are going to engage with you. And you have now 1,000 different people who can probably do the same thing as you in your area. So what is it that makes you different? How are you going to actually capture customers for the long term? Well, number one, in previous podcasts, I've spoken about the importance of having a distinct program or a marketing pitch or a brand promise that you call whatever it is, the service or product that you deliver, that seems distinctly different in the marketplace. That kind of marketing is important to make people aware of what you have that's different. But when it comes down to the actual customer service piece, that's going to be the differentiator between whether people do business with you and whether they don't. So when a person goes to your website or they're doing business with you, you need to give them at least 3 different ways for them to contact you. Everyone contacts people differently. Some people enjoy talking on the phone, like myself, because it's faster. There's no miscommunication. I don't have to sit there and write 1,000,000 times my intentions, what I think or how I feel. I just simply tell you and I can hang up. I want that transaction to happen as quickly as possible without any miscommunication. So my preference is the phone because I can get in and I can get out. Other people don't like necessarily speaking on the phone like that. So they prefer to text with a company to address their issue. And they don't care if it takes them a little bit to get to solve the issue, as long as they don't have to talk to somebody. A little weird to me, maybe really weird to me. But the reality is that that's how people do it. Other people prefer to use social media to communicate with companies because they feel like it gives them another level of anonymity as opposed to using their personal device through text or phone calls to communicate with the company. and they prefer just another level of anonymity as they're addressing concerns with companies. Nothing wrong with any of the three ways, but you need to give customers at least three ways to get in contact you, to get in contact with you, because that's going to lead to a person feeling like you have their best interest at heart and feeling like you can actually, you're giving them avenues to address their issue. If a person doesn't feel like they're being heard when they have a customer service issue, then you have a problem there. They're going to be less likely to give you a favorable review when you all separate doing business with each other. And lastly, they're going to have a problem with you because essentially they don't know how to get in contact with you. Or I have, like in business, had to troubleshoot something. And one of the things that has happened, one of the things I did, right, was one company, I went to their support page. And the only way they had to contact them was through a contact submission form. And then the message was, well, we'll get in contact with you within 72 hours. How long do you think my relationship with that company actually lasted? Not too long. You're right. And the reason why it didn't last too long was because I could not, if I had an emergency situation or urgent situation and I had to take care of my customers, I can't wait 3 days for them to get their stuff together so that I can talk to them about what I need to talk to them about. So it's so important to make sure that you get back to customers right away and that you give them multiple ways to contact you and not just one that's going to drive them nuts. So the last thing when it comes to making doing business easy is similar to what I just said about customer service, but customer support should always be available when your customers are. If your customer support hours are between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., that's probably not great unless your customers are only able to talk during that period of time. When you have customer service hours, you need to have enough of an opportunity of a schedule to get back to individuals within a reasonable period of time when they're available to actually chat with you. If you only make yourself available for a short period of time and your customers can't get in contact with you, then you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. And you're going to end up with more people canceling because they don't feel like the squeeze is worth the juice, or however that saying goes. I'm probably wrong about that. So to recap, in order to make doing business easy for you and for your customers to actually make more money in your business, you have to do the five things I just talked about. Simplify your transaction process to the most minimal process steps possible. Number two, get out of the way of the sale. Tell them, don't ask them, which one of these, I'm glad you like it, which one of these would you choose? Number three, automate the low-hanging fruit, the easy task for your prospects. Don't make it hard for them to get in contact with you. Number four, give them at least three different ways to contact you if they have questions or concerns. And lastly, your customer support should be available when your customers are available so they can get in contact with you. The game changer right now in business, if you're a B2C company, is going to be, or even B2B, is going to be customer service. That is what's going to change the game when it comes to delivering on brand promises and what the market is looking for. Customer support is the new battleground of successful business, because there's so much competition out there in multiple different verticals and multiple different industries where you just having a different name product is going to be good, but it's not going to be exactly enough. You need a little more. And the more you need is going to be how you deliver that customer service experience. So that's my take. Make doing business easy with you and people will. And that's my takeaway. And I wanted to talk about this because it's just so difficult sometimes for people to get this through their thick skulls. I'm Michael Logan from The Common Sense Show. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe this if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, don't forget to subscribe there as well. Your subscription helps to support the show. It puts it in front of more eyes, and it gives more business advice to people who need it. I take my time out to provide this business advice from my over two decades as an entrepreneur. And I do this so that people can actually build businesses in a much stronger way. Like it, share it, subscribe so that you get notified when more content comes out. And I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.